Buongiorno e benvenuti a Given the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull e questa è un'ora e mezza di musica italiana e anche musica dal resto dell'Europa. Welcome everyone, good morning to the second early show here on Given the Boot. And from 8 till 9 we'll be hearing Italian folk music in all its various forms. And then from 9 to 9:30 a little sprinkling of other European music with a heavy focus on Scandinavian again this week. It's one of my favourites. It is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver that you are listening to right now, and this is a great campus and community radio station up here at UBC. And if you are interested, you might like to check out the website www.citr.ca, where you can find podcasts of many, most of, in fact, the shows that are broadcast on this station. So it's a very interesting program today, starting off there, of course, as usual, with Filippo Gambetta from his album Priegoea, and that was a little track called La Lumaca Equilibrista. Sort of translates roughly as the balancing snail, and it's about a snail who ends up upside down on his back, on his shell, and he's looking up at the sky, he can't get back up because he's upside down and his shell is heavy. So it's sort of a bit of a philosophical thing about a snail. Anyway, which is actually bringing me to something that I've been reading about a lot lately, is the slow movement, especially the slow food movement. And in fact, la chiocciola, the snail, is the the symbol of the slow food movement, and it's in fact started in Italy in the northern city of Bra near Milan, about 20 years ago, I imagine now, by Carlo Petrini, who is the president of the slow food movement. A very interesting movement about trying to slow down and enjoy, take pleasure in eating and the production of food and enjoying it with friends. And it goes into a whole other realm of activities, not just food, but all sorts of other things, including schooling, slow sex, all sorts of slow things. And if you're interested, you can. There's plenty of books out there. You can just check out Slow Food Movement. So there you go, a little bit of tidbit of literature for this morning. Beppe Gambetta, he happens to be the father of Filippo Gambetta, and he was here just a couple of months ago playing at the Rogue Folk Club. It was a wonderful pleasure to see him play for the first time for me, and solo as well, and he was joined by his lovely wife, Federica, and it was really fun to meet both of them. And something that's a little bit, I guess, related to the previous show, Pacific Picking, with Andrea and Arthur, Bruce Molsky, who is a great old-time musician, was just recently featured in Beppe Gambetta's famous Acoustic Night series in Genoa that he holds every year, and just May 8th to 10th at Teatro della Corte in the old town of Genova. He was featured, Beppe Gambetta playing with Bruce Molsky, Missy Raines and Jim Hurst. Now, that would have been an amazing concert for sure. Have to make my way over there sometime so I can combine my two loves of Italian and old-timey bluegrass music. Okay, so enough talking for now. Basta con il parlare adesso. Andiamo un po' di musica. Infatti, sentiamo proprio da Beppe Gambetta, dal suo ultimo disco Slade Stomp, un bellissimo brano classico, praticamente, Ave Maria. Dopodiché, magari un po' di tarantella.
tentò la fuga in tram verso le sei del mattino, dalla bottiglia d'orzata dove galleggia Milano. Non fu difficile seguirlo, il poeta della baggina, la sua anima accesa mandava luce di lampadina. Gli incendiarono il letto sulla strada di Trento, riuscì a salvarsi dalla sua barba un pettirosso da combattimento. I polacchi non morirono subito e, inginocchiati agli ultimi semafori, rifacevano il trucco alle troie di regime lanciate verso il mare. I trafficanti di saponette mettevano pancia verso est. Chi si convertiva nel 90 ne era dispensato nel 91. La scimmia del Quarto Reich ballava la polca sopra il muro, e mentre si arrampicava le abbiamo visto tutti il culo. La piramide di Cheope volle essere ricostruita in quel giorno di festa, masso per masso, schiavo per schiavo, comunista per comunista. La domenica delle salme non si udirono fucilate, il gas esilarante presidiava le strade. La domenica delle salme si portò via tutti i pensieri, e le regine del tua culpa affollarono i parrucchieri. Nell'assolata galera patria, il secondo secondino disse a baffi di sego, che era il primo: si può fare domani sul far del mattino. E furono inviati messi, fanti, cavalli, cani ed un somaro, ad annunciare l'amputazione della gamba di Renato Curcio, il carbonaro. Il ministro dei temporali, in un tripudio di tromboni, auspicava democrazia con la tovaglia sulle mani, le mani sui coglioni. Voglio vivere in una città dove all'ora dell'aperitivo non ci siano spargimenti di sangue o di detersivo. A tarda sera io e il mio illustre cugino De Andrade eravamo gli ultimi cittadini liberi di questa famosa città civile, perché avevamo un cannone nel cortile. Delle salme nessuno si fece male, tutti a seguire il feretro del defunto ideale. La domenica delle salme si sentiva cantare: quanta bella giovinezza, non vogliamo più invecchiare. Catacombe, accesero la televisione e ci guardarono cantare per una mezz'oretta, poi ci mandarono a cagare. Voi che avete cantato sui trampoli e in ginocchio, coi pianoforti a tracolla vestiti da Pinocchio, voi che avete cantato per i longobardi e per i centralisti, per l'Amazzonia e per la pecunia, nei palastiristi e dai padri maristi. Voi avevate voci potenti, lingue allenate a battere il tamburo, voi avevate voci potenti, adatte per il vaffanculo. La domenica delle salme, gli addetti alla nostalgia accompagnarono tra i flauti il cadavere di utopia. La domenica delle salme, una domenica come tante, il giorno dopo c'erano i segni di una pace terrificante. Mentre il cuore d'Italia, da Palermo ad Aosta, si gonfiava in un coro di vibrante protesta.
Ecco la voce del grande cantautore, ormai scomparso, Fabrizio De André, anche lui nato a Genova come Beppe Filippo Gambetta. E quel brano lì, che si chiama La Domenica delle Salme, viene dal disco Le Nuvole del 1990, un bellissimo disco. Ormai, come tanti sanno, Fabrizio De André è morto improvvisamente nel 1999, che era una grande, ha lasciato un grande spazio, diciamo, nei cuori di tante persone. Lui è nato a Genova nel 1940, e ha una storia molto interessante. È stato sposato a Dori Ghezzi, anche lei grande musicista, cantante, e hanno fatto il disco Le Nuvole in Sardegna, ambientata in Sardegna. Hanno fatto anche registrato due pezzi nel dialetto del nord della Sardegna, il gallorese, e anche un altro brano in dialetto napoletano, anche se lui di solito canta in dialetto genovese. Molto interessante. E allora adesso, per continuare con questo filo di artisti genovesi, andiamo invece non ad un artista genovese, però Luca De Nuzzo ha vinto il premio Fabrizio De André per cantautori qualche anno fa, e vorrei farvi sentire un pezzo nuovo, il suo, Ndrette au Pedre, da un prossimo disco, Storia di Note, che verrà pubblicato fra poco. Quindi adesso andiamo alla Luca De Nuzzo.
Fratta mia, che van paurete fuita l'unione da famiglia, stanna bonita sotto notitti in dall'ombra d'una gioia per far vedere. Eppure voi sapete che quest'odio è soltanto l'odio di un'eghia, lo padre da famiglia, te ne farete un nome, un sangue da farte bene. Si ma nuca non capima che sei urna nostra che ci andiamo a morire, perché non ci sta motiva ne risponde un male, un male. E stavo lì da parlarvi come non ci parla e mai ci parlate, potesse fare nemica chi già sebe continua a voler bene per sé. Così facevano l'antica, a sentisti valore, stumare di contraddizione. Frate e sora mia, ha mantenuto e voluto l'amore da famiglia, ma sta famiglia ci imbrunisce solo a sentirla nominare. Si meno che non capima, cadre tu pedre, nome che non può capire. E quando l'ha capita, come fa
abbracciano che ste ma sputa spena si vanno con a capima che no ma sulla te poca da poter capire e vi giuro la capite non Giuseppe pensa perdonate perdonate. Famiglia ci impazzisce solo a sentirla nominare. Un padre di famiglia per noi si è solamente da inventare la gramatina. A me non capiamo che tre tuo padre non mi cambia capire. Succedemono da figlia come fa a sentirci vicina sta famiglia. Non capiamo che non serve niente su chiante dolorete sarà che io mi calma perché in allotta mamma chiamato buscete
è già la nostalgia che fa comore il cuore avere la mia gente e aquesta mia città sopra una mare che tanto amore via via tunat caras de melancolia da fans e da alegria pareix que un sol sentit uneixi un poble que confiava en l'amistat i en la voluntat de Déu nostre Senyor. Vida plena de records i desitgem i compartim les mateixes veritats. Meu país, meu gran amor, jo vull quedar-me aquí. Son de silencio.
una vida plena de records i desigem i compartim les mateixes veritats.
This is rated R for
really awesome.
Can I get Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What? I'm bringing sexy back.
What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcast to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore.
We're the Mainers
from Halifax,
and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Cadentes populi, divites de geni, grand
desbavuri in de reventuntu i cave Maria. Von exaudi populum stella splendens in mo onte nux oli radio miraculi serra ad on exaudi populum curunt universi cadentes populi divite teste geni e grandes parvuli ipsum ingredientur ducem un populi ex in reventuntur Ave
I Novalia, who were a great group from just north of Rome, excuse me, in the Lazio region, and featuring the fantastic multi-instrumentalist and composer Stefano Saletti, who you may have heard me play before on the show. He's got a couple of albums with a great group called Piccola Banda Icona. They have a brand new album out, which I have played quite a lot over the past months, and their first album was called Stari Most, and the latest one is called Marea Cusarea. He likes to use lots of international flavor. In fact, it's got quite a multinational ethnic mix of people in the band, but also the music is very much drawing on many different musical traditions, Middle Eastern, Eastern European. Also, you know, you can hear in that music there the sort of medieval chanting as well. So the Gregorian chant, really interesting. So that is from an album called Canti e Briganti from the group Novalia, who no longer exist, but you can still buy their music. In fact, if you go to Stefano Saletti's website, you can probably find it. And that track was called Stella Splendens. In fact, I believe he's chanting in Latin in the background there. Before that, we heard the wonderful voice of Franca Masu, a Sardinian singer from the town of Alghero in the very northwest of Sardinia, which is the second biggest Mediterranean island. It is underneath Corsica and above, although a long way above, Sicily, and sort of off the coast. If you were to fly from Rome, it'd take you about an hour to get there. And Sardinia is really home to, it's an interesting patrimony of music and culture. She, Franca Masu, comes from the tradition of, she's a Catalan speaker, because Alghero was for many years a Catalan stronghold, and Sardinia had been invaded over the centuries by many, many different people, by, you know, by the Nordic people, by the Arabs, by the Romans, and, you know, there's the Greeks, there's everything there, and they have their own language with four main dialects, and she doesn't actually belong to any of those. She belongs to this separate Catalan-speaking town of Alghero in the very north. It's a beautiful city, a small city in the northwest. And Franca Masu is sort of, I guess you could say, she's edging towards a little bit of a jazz sound there. In fact, often she has a great jazz trumpeter, Paolo Fresu, who plays on her albums. She's done some work with him. That album, though, is from a couple of years ago, Aquamare, and the track was called Cares. If you're interested in any of the stuff that you're hearing on the show today, don't forget that you can click on the podcast link on CITR's website. You can go to Give Them the Boots podcast, and I will have the playlist up there as well. And I'm attempting to do that on my MySpace page too. So if you're curious, you can go to myspace.com/givetheboot. You can also email me at givetheboot@gmail.com. Don't forget, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is Give Them the Boot from 8 till 9.30 on Tuesday mornings, my new time slot. So got about 20 minutes more of Italian music, and then I'm going to switch over to some Scandinavian music after that. Wanted to mention I also played a little Luca De Nuzzo in there. It was the last track on my last set there, and Luca De Nuzzo has a new album coming out soon, tentatively entitled Storia di Notte, and this track was Ndrette au Pedre, and he actually sings in his native dialect. He's from the south of Italy, and San Severo. LucaDenuzzo.com. So there you go. And one of Luca's friends and a fellow inhabitant of Genova, we have a lot of Genovese musicians today, is Max Manfredi. And I really like Max's stuff. I've heard this one beautiful track that he did with Fabrizio De André, and it's called La Fiera della Maddalena. It's a lovely track, but right now I'm going to play for you one from his earlier album from 1990 called Le Parole del Gatto, The Words of the Cat, and it's a track called Via G. Byron Poeta, meaning G. Byron Poet Street. It's the street named after the poet Byron. So we're going to hear from Max Manfredi. He's an interesting singer-songwriter. He really sounds like no one else but himself. He plays a nylon string classical guitar in a very interesting way, and he's got this beautiful, rich voice. So anyway, here's a little bit of Max Manfredi.
Stavo solo brindando alla ipocondria che mi assume per fare da punto esclamativo a un pubblico pagante parlandone da vivo nelle balere stazze di fumo di polizia. Ma adesso non ho voglia di menarlo ai deserti, vedi che piglio tutto con estrema nonchalance. Di fuori sta piovendo, vedo ombrelli aperti. Voi siete senza benza ed io non senza chance. Ma gli zombie mettono su facce serie, si stanno riciclando dalle loro macerie. Sembrano inossidabili, vederli fa piacere, specie quelli simpatici che pagano da bere. Ma io sono in delirium, voi siete senza meta, ma mollatemi qui in via G. Byron, poeta. G. Byron. Byron lo conosco, era tosto con le donne e gli han dedicato un viale con un cane lupo triste. Tacchinava inglesine, veneziane, bisnonne.
Lui l'orgoglio e la croce delle mie classi miste.
Byron è dalla mia, perché lui era un manico, censurato giammai grazie al cazzo, era un dandy, claudicante bellissimo, e un tantino satanico, teneva in casa un teschio, giusto per berci il brandy. Il 41 è pieno di cicche e di latine, ma se cammino e sudo smisto un po' di tossine, mi fa male le olive, se le mischio col gin, non so se arrivo pulito fino a Piazza Manin. Non sono mezzo sbronzo, è una sbronza completa, ma mollatemi qui in via G. Byron, poeta. Ero lì che pisciavo sui muri della storia, sui cespugli dell'Eden, gli ultimi Vespasiani, fitti di falli acidi del Genoa e del Sampdoria, e tristi come le facciate delle cattedrali. E sei sbucata tu da un dedalo di docce, cuccami nel mio Loden da ebreo errante,
l'olandesina smarca, l'olandese volante,
poi m'hai preso di tasca il mio Valium in gocce, quei tuoi occhi da gatta svendimeli per saldo, dammi un palo da bisso, complottiamone a caldo, ti voglio a prezzo d'asta, in offerta speciale piglia due e paga uno il tuo corpo di Natale. Ma io son sempre a Genova e tu sei sempre a dieta, mollami pure qui in via G. Byron, poeta.
L'aria bionda e calda vola piano, lascia un bel mondo dal colore baio, dove c'è il fiume di gennaio. Scendi pilota, fammi vedere, scendi a bassa quota, che guardi media riesca a raccontare. Cosa che luccica sul grande mare? Strano ma vero, è proprio un pianoforte da concerto, dal suono avuto dal mistero, un pianoforte a coda lunga, nera. C'è stata laggiù una storia molto complicata, ah, ci va una bella forza per lanciare un pianoforte a coda in alto mare. E dove c'è un piano, intorno c'è sempre gente che fa baccano, ci sono occhi che si cercano, ci sono labbra che si guardano. Ah, non mi fido, In certi casi un pianoforte è un grido. Ci sono gambe che si sfiorano e tentazioni che si parlano. Gira, pilota, recuperiamo il cielo ad alta quota. Torna nel mondo dal bel colore, vai. Trovami il fiume di gennaio.
Sargento Rubia, in susinis ancora da olà, mi scusi, mi schin su mare, e in pischera sinda da piscare.
Fino la canda fa portare, alle in corpo può cantare, cantico de gusta genia, a pa cantare con sao che me.
Così su mare nostro, bello e limpio ancora da barrae, mis così su supramonte, busco zinni do santa urae.
Fino alla canda fa portare, al di corpo sto cantare, cantico che gusta genia, a fa cantare con sao che mi.
Così guardo in giara, che in tinaia si andata a contare, noi così in sa foresta, bruvas e crevosa usa mi dai.
Fino alla canda fa portare, al di corpo può cantare, cantico de questa genia, a fa cantare con sao che mi.
Così si isola bella, ne si che oi da sa conservare.
Fino alla canda fa portare, alle di corpo sto cantare, cantico de gusta genia, a fa cantare gusta genia, cantico de gusta genia.
That was the unbelievable voices of the Sardinian quartet, the Tenores di Bitti, with Italian jazz musician Paolo Vinaccia from an album Mbaraboom and the track Finas Acando. Very interesting but weird combination, that album. It's pretty out there. It's got lots of very avant-garde jazz stuff, very free-form, and then it has this the singing of this very incredibly ancient traditional polyphonic singing of the four male voices in Sardinian culture. Very interesting. So yeah, there's a bunch of different weird stuff out there, and the Italians have got it all covered, that's for sure. Allora, state ascoltando Given the Boot, stiamo per finire la nostra ora di musica italiana. Scusate, però prima di finire vorrei anche farvi sapere di una cosa molto interessante che che succederà qui, infatti, sul campus dell'Università di British Columbia. Bella Luna Productions e il teatro a UBC presentano Il ritorno dei futuristi, The Return of the Futurists, Italian avant-garde theatre in the 21st century. There is going to be from May 31st to June 7th at the Frederick Wood Theatre here at UBC. Bella Luna Productions are presenting a theatrical celebration of the Italian futurist movement of the early 1900s. It's going to be pretty interesting. I was talking with one of the performers, and who's also, you know, writes some material, and he was telling me that the futurist movement, this avant-garde theatre production is basically going to be, it's going to be a mix of all sorts of things, like absurdist comedy. There's a little bit of, it's like bits of music, bits of theatre. The ensemble features a number of people, including Stefano Giulianetti, Susan Bertoia, Marco Soriani, and also the UBC alumni Beverly Bardal, Kerry Olkin, Sean Aquiline, Joe Protzik, Astrid Varnas, and Nathan Vass, as well as other people. Basically, the Futurists were a movement. They founded this modernist movement that influenced all sorts of aspects of culture, theatre, music, film, architecture, but also fashion, dance, even cooking. So the theatre is the use of the synthesis enlightened by stimulating the spirit and imagination without the intervention of reason. The future has created new elements of astonishments, exposing the truth and farce of humanity. If you're interested in something wacky like this, it sounds like a really interesting project. You can get tickets. They're available at 604-822-2678. You can also get information at bellaluna.ca, B-E-L-L-A-L-U-N-A. www.bellaluna.ca or www.theatre.ubc.ca. There's also group discounts. If you want to get more information about the show, you can contact Stefano on 604-321-1080. And his email is muchadomedia@hotmail.com. So that is the Bella Luna Productions and the theatre at UBC presenting The Return of Futuristi. So that's from May 31st to June 7th. And I'll have some more information about that in the next few shows as well. So here we go on a few last few Italian tracks here on Give Them the Boot. It's always interesting. I'm never quite sure what I'm going to end up playing. But this morning I wanted to also play a little bit of one of my favorite melodeon players, Riccardo Tesi and his group Band Italia, from an album called Thapsos. This is a track called Aria. Thank you. Riccardo Tesi, il grande organettista italiano. So that's all we're going to do for Italian today. But before I leave you, I also wanted to mention a couple of things that are happening, other things that are happening around town in the Italian community. You may or may not know that there are a couple of institutions in Vancouver that are dedicated to Italian culture, so to speak. One of them is an Italian government organization called the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, and they are downtown Vancouver, and they have a beautiful space there where they can show films, and they have lectures and discussions. They also have a really great library of Italian related and Italian language books and videos, and you can join their library. They are having an interesting cultural event that's related to archaeology, if you're interested in Italian history. It's entitled Rome's Downtown, The Many Faces of the Roman Forum, and it's a lecture by Dr. Leanne Bablitz, and it's about the Roman Forum and, you know, all of the downtown area of Rome. And it's Leanne Bablitz is a University of Saskatchewan graduate and also a PhD from University of North Carolina, and she joined the faculty of the University of British Columbia in 2001. And this is going to be happening at the UBC Robson Square Theatre, actually, Thursday, May 22nd at 6:15. It's hosted by the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. If you would like to know more about it, then you can. It's free to go, but you need to pre-register. So you can contact the Institute of Culture, the IIC, at 604-688-0809, and the extension is number 23. And they also have a number of films. The next film is actually May 15th, Amor di Roma, 3 episodi. Unfortunately, this one on May 15th is sold out. So, but check out their website. It's iicvancouver.esteri, esteri.it. The other organization is, it's not a government organization, but it's a local organization really meant to sort of bring Italians who are living in Canada together, as well as teaching. They do teach Italian to people as well, and it's called the Italian Cultural Center, and they're on Slocan, just in East Vancouver, and they're having a number of different things. They've got the Westside Montessori Academy open house on May 16th, also Italian-Canadian winemakers banquet on May 17th, if you're interested in tasting some Italian wines. There's going to be wine tasting at 6 o'clock and dinner at 7 o'clock. You can purchase tickets from them. There's also going to be cooking class with Chef Eduardo Bilardello, and that requires pre-registration. It's on the 27th of May. So lots of good stuff happening there. If you want to check out the Italian Cultural Center, it's italianculturalcenter.ca. They also have Italian language classes for kids and adults. So, and you can also get information about lots of other Italian happenings around town. Allora, grazie per avermi seguito per la prima ora stamattina dalle 8 alle 9. State ascoltando Given the Boot qui su CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. Io sono Linda Bull e sono molto felice di stare con voi ogni martedì a presentarvi della musica italiana che piace a me e che magari piace anche a voi. Allora, per continuare, vorrei proporre un po' di musica che viene dalla Norvegia. A bit of Norwegian and Swedish/Swedish music from a great album called West Coast Sounds from Sweden 2008. The first track on this album is by a group called Nordic Tree. And in fact, they're not all Swedish. One of the members, Arto Javala, is actually Finnish. And if you want to find out some more information about them, you can go Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-K, Tree. They've got a MySpace page. I'm going to play a track called Islossning, and it's from the album Nordic Tree. It's the same name. It's a lovely track here. So a little bit of Scandinavian music for you. Thank you.
African, Africa, oh.
Alina, Africa, for compost and along.
Ah, African, Ben, Africa.
Alina, Africa, for compost and along.
For Fentan, Yaseban. Oh, but I say, Bang,
but
I say, Bang, but I Bang,
but
I say, Bang, but I say,
Bang,
but I say, Bang,
but I say,
Bang, but I say, Bang,
but
I say, Bang, but I say,
Bang,
Africa le Ah Combo Jamasi Jolong
Africa Africa for Combo Se Jolong
Kujama se sonea
Africa for Combo Se Jolong
Tesito Adolescita Eh Batametale Africa Batameta wo
Batane Jampa jankano mani na dia jalanta. Jampa jankano mani na dia jalanta.
Africa, Africa.
That was Jonas Simonsson from his album Crane Dance, and he's a wonderful Swedish folk musician. He's played with Grupa, Kapel Frisell, Den Fula, and he's definitely one of Sweden's most renowned folk flutists. And this is from his first solo album, myspace.com, Jonas Simon, if you want to find out more information. And that track was Polonas Fransextrega. And before that, we heard Nordic Tree, which is a group of it's a Swedish-Finnish combination. Their album of the same name and a track is Slossning, and they made up of Hans Kenemark on fiddle and viola, Arto Javala on fiddle, octave, mandolin, and Timo Alakotila on harmonium. And Arto was here at the Mission Folk Festival 2 years ago playing with another one of his groups. Timo is very well known for his music that he's made with many different people, including Karen Tweed on an album called May Monday, which is a wonderful album. He's also worked with Maria Kalaniemi. There are so many wonderful Scandinavian musicians, and it's interesting how they just mix between cultures, the Swedish, the Finnish, Norwegian, Danish. And this is a great album I've got given to me by Steve Edge. It's called West Coast Sounds from Sweden 2008, and it's a great compilation CD from the Swedish musicians group called MCV, Musikernas Artist for Medling, mcv.se if you're interested. And it's a group that specifically aims to help out Scandinavian folk musicians, Swedish in particular. So there's a it's a mix of stuff on there. Some in English, the English language stuff I'm not so crazy about. I just think it's much more interesting to hear people sing in their own languages. but there is definitely a lot of really good stuff on here. I'll play a couple more tracks if I've got time before the end of the show. So just to give you a little bit of info there, Nordic Tree, you know, these musicians have played a lot with many other people, but they really got together and did this great, it's a great tight musicality to this album. And you can really hear the mix of the Finnish and the Swedish in there. I love the combination of the viola with the other instruments in Swedish music. Vessen often also use viola and not violin. More often it's interesting how their culture seemed to take up the viola, but a lot of other fiddling cultures have totally left the viola behind or never even took it up, like Appalachian fiddling in Irish and Scottish music as well. The viola just isn't there, but for whatever reason, in Scandinavia it is, and that's great. The Jonas Simonsson has also played with Mats Eden, who's a great fiddle and viola d'amore player, as well as playing accordion. And he's been playing in lots of other bands as well, including Folk Maskinen and the Crane Dance Trio, which features Mats Eden again on fiddles. If you're interested in ordering that, you can go to, there's a label called Nordic Tradition, and it's nordictradition.se for Sweden. Lots of great Scandinavian bands on that label. And of course, you can always check out MySpace. There's lots of good stuff on there. So just reminding you that you're listening to Give Them the Boot, and the new format of the show is that from 8 till 9, I'm playing mostly Italian music, and then 9 to 9.30 featuring music from other parts of Europe. If you're interested in knowing what I've played, feel free to check out the podcast on www.citr.ca, and you can find out a little bit more information there, which is it's always good. You can probably get it about probably half an hour after I finish the show. Now I'm going to play an unusual track also from this West Coast Sounds album. It's a group called the Cero Esperanza Band. Doesn't sound very Scandinavian to me, but the track is called Petrarca, and I'm going to let you listen to it, and we'll talk about it a little bit in a minute.
Mezzanotte il verno. fragile Caribdi. E al governo siede il signore anzi il nemico mio. Ci ascondremo un pensiero pronto e rio, che la tempesta al fin pare che abbia scherno. La vela rompe un vento umido eterno di sospiri e di speranze.
Secco da ingen sin corri e rirò e rilla velo fa strilla
That was Jalahorn. It's a group from Finland, but heavily influenced by Swedish music as well. And before that, we heard this interesting mix. It's a Swedish group playing the music of Jorge Alcaide, and it's called the Cerro Esperanza Band. And I totally recommend checking out their website, cerroesperanzaband.com, cerroesperanzaband.com. It's mostly Swedish musicians, but the vocals and guitar plus bouzouki and a couple of other things played by Jorge himself, and he's the guy who wrote the music. It's a really beautiful mix. It's a totally world music mix. It sounds like Latin American, but it's inspired by music from the Balkans, and it's got bouzouki and guitar, and then it's got a whole brass section and accordion and all sorts of thumb piano. It's really cool. And it's from an album called Nubes del Alma. So check that out, the Cerro Esperanza Band. And that's also from the west coast of Sweden, 2008 compilation album. So that's about it for me. I just wanted to thank you again for coming up so early and listening. Don't go though, because we've got Bryce coming in with his show, Third Time's the Charm, any second now. So it's goodbye from me, and we'll catch you next week at 8 o'clock. So ciao e buona giornata.
If you're a film addict, a festival addict, or an art addict, then we've got the place for you to be. It's the Vancouver Student Film Festival.
What makes this festival different from any other is that it's all about students, and of course, their films. You'll get to see the work made by some of the people who'll be ruling the industry in the near future.
The concept behind the festival is to promote the already vibrant community of young Canadian filmmakers in British Columbia by showcasing the films of students and recent graduates from post-secondary film institutions, and thus enhancing the lines of communication that currently exist between the artist, the public, and fellow colleagues on the West Coast.
The third annual Vancouver Student Film Festival will take place on Saturday, May 24th, 2008 at the VIFC Van City Theatre. For more info, please visit the website at www.vsff.com.
Do you guys know who MIA is? She's like this, she's this rapper from the UK. She's like originally from Sri Lanka, and she moved to the UK, and like, she's putting out this music that's just like amazing. And I saw her concert at the Knitting Factory, and oh my God, man, I lie to you not, I was like a little girl at a John Mayer concert, just like, she stole my heart, man.
Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR present MIA. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, P&E Forum, Vancouver, BC. Doors 6:30, show 7:30. With her high-profile tours with LCD Sound System, Gwen Stefani, and countless festival appearances under her belt, MIA has cut across musical boundaries, uniting mainstream pop fans, indie rockers, and dance club regulars with her politically charged but always danceable new world pop and stunning performances. Don't miss MIA with guests at the P&E Forum on Sunday, May 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.